Hello, Magella here from Kilkenny County Council Library Service, and today I'm going to read you a story called The Elves and the Shoemaker, and this is by the Brothers Grimm. Once upon a time there was a poor shoemaker and his wife. "This is all the leather I have left to make a pair of shoes," said the shoemaker, "and I can only make one pair of shoes from this." That night the shoemaker cut the leather. "I'll make these shoes in the morning," he said, and he left the leather in the shop, and he and his wife went to bed. The next morning the shoemaker came downstairs. To his surprise, the leather had been made into a pair of beautiful shoes. The shoemaker called his wife. "Did you make these shoes?" "No," said his wife, "I didn't make those shoes." Just then a rich lady came into the shop. She picked up the shoes. "These are the most beautiful shoes I have ever seen," she said. And she gave the shoemaker 3 gold coins. Well, with the money the shoemaker bought some more leather. And that night the shoemaker cut out 2 pairs of shoes. He left the leather on the table and went to bed. In the morning, there were 2 pairs of shoes on the table. The shoemaker called his wife. "Did you make these shoes?" he asked. "No," said his wife, "I didn't make those shoes." That very morning, a rich man came into the shop. "Oh, what beautiful shoes," said the man. "I must have them. I will pay you 6 gold coins for these shoes." The shoemaker bought more leather. "Now I can make 3 pairs of shoes," he said. He worked late into the night cutting the leather, and then he went to bed. The next morning the shoemaker came downstairs, and on the table were 3 pairs of beautiful shoes. The shoemaker called his wife. "We must find out who's making these beautiful shoes for us," said the shoemaker. The next night the shoemaker worked very hard. He cut the leather for 4 pairs of shoes, but this time the shoemaker and his wife hid in the shop. At midnight the door of the shop opened, and in came 2 little elves dressed in rags. They jumped up onto the table and opened their little green bags. The elves stitched and sewed and hammered all night long. By morning they had made 4 pairs of shoes. Then they picked up their bags and ran out of the shop. The shoemaker said to his wife, The elves have helped us so much, but how can we repay them?" "I know what we can do," said his wife. So the shoemaker and his wife worked very hard. They made 2 pairs of little green shoes, some little green clothes, and 2 little green hats. That night they left the little green shoes, the hats, and the clothes in the shop. Then they hid again. At midnight the door of the shop opened and the elves came in. When they saw the little green shoes, the little green clothes, and the little green hats, they were very surprised. They put them on at once. The little elves went on helping the shoemaker and his wife to make beautiful shoes, and the shoemaker and his wife made more clothes for the little elves. The shoemaker and his wife and the 2 little elves all lived happily ever after.